from the executive memorandum on transparency issued by the president on his first full day in office to the full-blown open government directive to establishing powerful new lobbying restrictions for the executive branch, no organization has been more enthusiastic, optimistic, or excited about Gov 2.0 in the world of data transparency than the Sunlight Foundation. In many respects, this administration has gone further and faster than any administration before it.
Ellen Miller, co-founder and executive director of the Sunlight Foundation, offering what could best be described as qualified praise for the White House's efforts at transparency and openness after just under 2 years in office. But it didn't take long for what she called a candid assessment to emerge of the state of the Obama administration's efforts at Gov 2.0.
But now, 20 months later, it appears that the drive for data transparency has stalled.
Ellen Miller was one of the first speakers at the Gov 2.0 summit yesterday morning. The summit, presented by O'Reilly Media and UMB Tech Web, gathers together some of the top minds in government and technology for rounds of 10-minute presentations at the Grand Hyatt Hotel. But Miller was unstinting in her position that the optimistic start to the administration's efforts at using technology for transparency, beginning with the Open Government Directive, is suffering from sophomore slump.
As you may recall, the central thrust of that directive was its insistence that all government agencies create and implement their own open data plans aimed at releasing high-value data for the public. The plans that resulted, however, were little more than aspirational. And in fact, 12 out of 30 agencies in the first set of those plans didn't list any data for future publication. And altogether, only 75 new data sets were listed. 75 new data sets. Needless to say, that was hugely, hugely disappointing. Enactment of these plans has always been soft, and now even faces greater uncertainty with the departure of OMB Director Peter Orszag and White House Ethics Counsel Norm Eisen. The directive is only as strong as its enforcement.
Miller also expressed disappointment with two of the administration's most visible transparency initiatives.
Recovery.gov, the government's signature project to demonstrate transparency around economic stimulus spending, is little more than a qualified success. The idea of collecting job information at the most local level was extremely, overly, indeed, optimistic, and ended with the vice president making excuses for the data's poor quality on The Daily Show. Now let's take a look at USAspending.gov, the project that then-Senator Obama and Senator Tom Coburn championed into law in 2007. USAspending.gov was created to provide the public with information about how our tax dollars are spent. It was launched in late 2007, but it's already gone through three redesigns, each one flashier than the next, with gradients and maps and now a kind of gapminder visualization tool. It's pretty impressive looking. Unfortunately, its data is almost completely useless.
Miller used her talk to announce that the Sunlight Foundation is launching Clear Spending, a new website designed to closely scrutinize the grant data in USAspending.gov.
The results aren't pretty. We found over $1.3 trillion of broken reporting in 2009 alone. That's fully half of the spending for that year. Some of the numbers are too big, some of the numbers are too small, and some of them aren't there at all. Others don't have the detail that's required, and some were reported months later after the law required. The data in this USA spending is broken. You can't trust any of the aggregate numbers you get from the site. Answers to questions about federal spending that are above the micro level. When we say things just don't add up, that is precisely what we mean. The government has known about this problem for some time, and they say they're working to fix it. But in fact, all we have gotten are redesigned websites, each one with data just as unreliable as the one before it. We're beginning to worry that the administration is more interested in style than substance.
I know Ellen, I like Ellen, and I greatly appreciate and respect her views. And we need more people like Ellen talking about what they want coming out of our initiatives.
For reaction to Miller's speech, we sought out Anish Chopra, the federal chief technology officer and one of the White House's point people when it comes to the Open Government Initiative. He had come to the Gov 2.0 summit to officially announce the rollout of Challenge.gov, the new portal for the government's prize challenge programs. While he had not had a chance to listen to her complete talk, Chopra told Federal News Radio that he nonetheless understands Ellen Miller's frustration.
We believe we're doing the best we can in the priorities and the goals that the president's called out for us. Others have views that they think reflect better or a different set of priorities, and that's part of living in a democracy. So I take it nothing but as positive and exciting feedback that we've heard it from her directly. We'll hear it from her again in this forum, although I didn't hear her remarks this morning. I would just simply say that's the whole nature of living in a democracy. People want what the could you imagine a conversation not about how much more we could do? That's a great conversation to have as opposed to get started. So do I feel like I'm happy with everything we're doing? No, we want to do more. We're hungry. We want to get things done. We wish we could get it done faster. But look, we are overall very pleased. As the scorecard reflects, the agencies, based on our criteria, have made dramatic improvement in the plan effort, and now we're in the execution effort. And Vivek and I are going to continue to hold the agencies accountable, but to do it in a spirit of collaboration. So we're constantly going back and forth. The flagship initiatives are a great way to kind of focus on results. So I would encourage your audience members to take a look at the flagship initiatives at the cabinet agencies and judge. Do they meet goals and objectives? Do you think that they are in the spirit of open government? Will they add value in the way that you think it should? And how would you influence the agency to make it better? I think that's all to the good.
That's federal CTO Anish Chopra at the Gov 2.0 Summit in downtown Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I don't know.